And the first part is in Hebrews chapter 5.
从第十节读起。
We will read from verse 12.
一直读到第六章第一节上半。
And we will end at chapter 6, the first part of verse 1.
还是希望我们弟兄姊妹大家一起来读。
Let us read together.
看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，这个孩子有人讲是圣言小学的开端。并教导你们，并且吃了那必须吃奶，不能吃干粮的人，凡只能吃奶的，都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的，才能吃干粮。他们的心窍训练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。所以，我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到文学的地步。好，那我们再读这个约翰一书
First John
第二章
First John chapter 2
我们从十二节读起，读到十二节读起，读到第十八节。
We will read from verse 12 to 18.
小子们呢，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主名得了赦免。父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的少年人呐、啊。我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。小子们呐、啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的少年人呐、啊。我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强。真理道存在你们心，你们也圣良的恶者，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲与今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵循神旨意的永远长存。小子们呐、啊，如今是末世了，你们曾听见说那基督的要来，现在已经有好雪已经出来了，从此我们就知道如今是末世了。那我们再读第二十节
Verse 20，
你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。好，我们再读第二十七节、二十八节两节。
Verses 27 and 28.
你们从主所受的恩膏，常存在你们心里，并用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按照恩膏的教训住在主里面。小子们呐、啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。好，在这一段圣经我稍微有点说明。
I want to explain this passage a little bit.
这里那个十二节和二十八节就说那个两个写的小子嘛。
The verse 12 to 18 mentioned little children twice.
这里是小子们和其他地方所说的小子们不是同一个字。
The words used here, little children, is different than where it's used in other places.
那这两处小子们呢，您可以翻作孩子们呢、啊。
And these two places is called children.
这孩子们呢，就是约翰对所有弟兄姊妹的一个称呼。
And children is the common terms that John calls to all brothers and sisters.
约翰为什么要称呼我们做孩子们呢？
Why did John call us children?
因为这个约翰那时候年纪已经很老了。
Because at that time, John was already very old.
他得救年数来说已经很久。
He has been saved for a long time.
他对主的认识也是非常的深。
And he has a deep knowledge of
Jesus Christ. 所以他称他后面来的所有弟兄姊妹叫孩子们。
That's why he calls all the other brothers and sisters as little children.
这是一点错都没有的。
And there's no mistake about it.
但今天我们就不能这样说。
But today we cannot call others
little children. 不能称弟兄姊妹做孩子们。
We cannot call brothers and sisters as little children.
可能在座的有的弟兄姊妹比我们还年长。
Maybe there are some brothers and sisters who are older than we are.
也有的在属灵情形来说远在我们的前面。
Maybe some according to their spiritual growth, they are way ahead of us.
都是弟兄姊妹。
So we can only call each other brothers and sisters.
不能称孩子们。
And not as little children.
约翰这样说，我们不能怪他的。
But we cannot blame John for using this term.
这个其他的小子们，其他地方的小子们呢，除了这两节圣经之外，其他地方说到小子们，那个小子们是应该翻作婴小孩子婴孩。
In other places we see that he refers to the very young Christians as babes.
这里约翰就把它分作那个三类的弟兄姊妹，把弟兄姊妹分作三类。
And here John has put the brother and sister into three categories.
那我们都知道不是根据他们的年龄分的。
We know that this is not done according to their physical age.
也不是根据他们在主里面得救的年数来说。
Nor how long they have been saved in Christ.
乃是根据他们属灵的光景。
But this is according to their spiritual condition.
在圣经二里当中呢，那个属灵的光景呢，差不多就分成这三种情形。
Among the children of God, we can pretty much divide the brothers and sisters into three groups.
那么在正常情况之下，有一种人呢，他们是教会当做父老的。
In the normal condition, there is a group of brothers and sisters who are the fathers.
他们又长进，他们又老练了。
They are experienced in the Lord.
所以他们是父老。
That's why they are the fathers.
还有弟兄姊妹呢，可以称作少年人。
And then the second group is called the young man.
那一提到是少年人时，我们都知道他们是很刚强的。
When you mention about the young man, you know that they are strong.
做事情是很冲的。
They rush into doing things.
走路也是很快的。
They walk very fast.
他们是青年人。
Because they're young.
所以他称他做少年人。
John refers to these brothers and sisters as young men.
再有一般人呢，就是小孩子、婴孩一类。
And then the third group, he calls them children.
这可能有的是刚刚蒙恩得救的。
These are probably brothers and sisters who are just saved.
也可能有的人得救好久的时间呢，好几年时间，他们还是个婴孩。
Or maybe refers to brothers and sisters who have been saved for a long time, yet they continue to be a baby.
在属灵生命上的没有什么长进。
Spiritually, they do not have much growth.
想想他们这三类的人呢，各情形不同的。
And the conditions for these three groups of people are different.
约翰一面给我们看见他们那个在主里面的那个光景。
On one hand, John shows us their spiritual condition.
另外一方面也给我们看见他们的危机。
On the other hand, he also shows us the dangers for these three groups of brothers.
若是把这个危机或者这样说，那么他们的光景呢，这个关于父老的。
And as for the fathers,
那么他们是这个认识呢，从起初原有的。
They know the one from the beginning.
那这里从起初原有的，我们都知道，因为在约翰一书头一章里头啊，就说到那从起初原有的。
In John First John chapter one, he tells us the one who was from the beginning.
那么这一位乃是约翰他们亲眼看见、亲手摸着、亲耳听见的一位。
And this is the one that they have heard and they have seen with their eyes.
那我们都知道，
be held with their hands.
他是指着主耶稣基督说的。
And we know that he refers to Jesus.
不能有在肉身里主耶稣基督，他已经从死里复活了。
But this Jesus in flesh, he has already risen.
他在圣灵里面。
He is now in the Spirit.
所以约翰说，我们也那个看见过，听见过。
And John said we have heard from him and seen.
他没有说用手摸着。
He didn't say we have touched him.
在肉身里主耶稣，我们可以用手，他们可以用手去摸他的。
Because when the Lord is in flesh, we can touch him.
而在圣灵里面就不能这样说。
But in spirit, we cannot.
换句话说，这一班父老，他们是认识主耶稣的一班人。
In other words, these fathers are the ones who knows Jesus.
他不仅是认识那个，或者这样说。他们可能不认识，在肉身里主耶稣基督。
Maybe they do not know the Lord, in flesh.
最多呢，那是听说过就是。
Maybe they just heard about him.
但是他们确实认识那个在圣灵里面的主耶稣基督。
But they do know the Christ in spirit.
那么这是他们的光景。
And this is their condition.
那么那个少年人呢？
As for young men.
那他们的光景啊，就是刚强。
Their condition is one that is strong.
他们非常的刚强。
And they are very strong.
无论外面表现的是刚强，你的属灵生命也相当刚强。
Outwardly they appear to be strong, their spiritual life is also one that is strong.
在他们祷告起来很有冲力的。
So when they pray with strength.
在他们交通一点的话语啊，也是非常有力量。
And when they share with power.
因为他们是很刚强的。
Because they are strong.
那么另外一点也是因着他们的这个有得胜的经历。
On the other hand, is also they have experience of being victorious.
他们胜过了恶者。
They have overcome the evil.
撒旦虽然有时候试探他们。
Although Satan might tempt them at times.
但是在那些的试探当中呢，他们都得胜了。
But during all these temptations, they have overcome the evil one.
约翰说他们这个是。那个是那个胜是胜过那个恶者的。
That's why John calls them they are the ones that overcome the evil one.
那他们怎么能得胜利呢
？How can they be victorious over the evil one？
怎么能够会胜过那个恶者呢
？How can they overcome the evil one？
他就说到，因为神的话住在他们里面。
John says because the word of God abides in them.
那这个话不仅是记在头脑里面，乃是住在心里，就在他们心里面的。
The word of God not only remains in their mind, but also dwells in their heart.
他没有办法胜过仇敌的试探。
They cannot overcome the temptation of the evil one.
但是那个主的话能够胜过。
But the word of God that abides in them can overcome.
就像我们主耶稣基督受试探的时候啊，他一直都是应用神的话语。
Just like when Jesus was tempted, he continues to use the word of God.
撒旦无论怎样用哪在哪一方面试探他。
No matter how Satan tempted him.
他怎么说？经上记着说。
Jesus always says, as the scripture says.
经上记着说。
According to the scripture.
经上记着说。
And the scripture says.
他圣经是非常熟的。
He knows the scripture well.
并且这圣经啊，都在他的那话语都在他的里面。
And the words abide in him.
随着那个需要啊，那个圣经的话就出来了。
According to the need, the right word will come forth.
记得这个话呢，就胜过那个仇敌的试探。
And through these words, they are able to overcome the temptation of the evil one.
就是他们的光景。
And this is the condition for the young men.
那小子们呢，就小孩子们。
But what about children, the younger one?
也是很不错的。
They are also pretty good.
这里说他们认识父。
Here it tells us because you know the Father.
这一般人是蒙恩得救的人。
These are people who are saved.
他们是神所生的。
And they have been born from God.
所以神的生命在他们里面。
And the life of God dwells in them.
他们是认识神的一般人。
They are people who knows the Father.
他认识神，他这里说到他们认识父。
Here it says that they know the Father.
他们认识神是爱他们的。
They know that the Father loves them.
那么这个。因着神的爱的缘故，那么他们蒙恩得救了。
And because of the love of God, they are saved.
因着神的爱，他们这个把主耶稣赐给他们，并且为他们死在十字架上。
They know it's because of the love of God that He has given them Jesus Christ,
叫他们所有
who died on the cross for them.
所有的罪都得了赦免。
And that has forgiven all their sins.
就他们认识的父的爱，认识父。
These are people who know the Father.
他们也认识父怎样听他们祷告。
They also know how the Father hears their prayers.
怎样解决了他们难处。
And to resolve their problems.
所以他们对神的爱呀相当熟悉。
So they are very familiar with the love of God.
因此在波比聚会里面。
Therefore, at the table meeting,
他们选的诗歌也都说到父的爱。
And they always choose songs that refers to the love.
他们祷告也是那说到神的爱。
And when they pray, they also mention the Father's love. 这是从他们
心里头祷告出来的。
Because they pray these from the depth of their heart.
因为他们认识父。
They know the Father.
那么这是这三班人呢，他们的属灵的光景。
And these are the conditions for these three groups of brothers.
那么这个，但是他们都有危机的。
But they all have some dangers.
父老呢，虽然是很老练呢。
Even though the fathers are experienced.
他们也有一个危机。
But they also have a danger.
那个危机什么呢？就是停顿下来呢。
And their danger is when they stop there.
他们觉得说他们已经相当认识主耶稣了。
If they feel that they already know Christ very well.
所以啊，就停顿下来。
And then they stop right there.
不再往深处去。
They no longer press on.
他们没有想到我们主啊是那里丰盛是没有限量的。
They have not realized that our Lord is so abundant and so limitless.
我们虽然对他有一点认识。
Although we have a little bit knowledge of him,
但是我们说认识的不过是一部分就是了。
Yet our knowing is just a small portion.
或者是一点点就是了。
Or just a very small portion.
因为主耶稣太丰富了。
Because our Lord is so abundant.
就像好多年以前，我听见一位年长的弟兄讲。
Many years ago, I heard an elderly brother share.
我们说弟兄，你是很认识主了。
We said, brother, you know the Lord very well.
他说是的。
He says yes.
他说我认识主。
I know the Lord.
不过呢，我所认识的，不过就像小孩子在海边上那个捧起一捧海水来尝一尝。
But my knowledge of him is just like a child who scoop up a handful of water by the ocean and taste it.
那主耶稣他的丰富像洋海一样。
Because abundance of our Lord Jesus Christ is like the ocean.
我不过是尝了一点点就是
了。And I have only tasted a handful.
还有好多。我们也尝到。
There's still much more to
那就是我们中间有上次所讲的未得之地。
And this is what our brother Philip mentioned last week.
你这尝了一点点。
Territory yet to gain. You've only tasted a little bit.
还有好多你没有尝。
There's still a whole lot.
所以你需要继续不断的追求。
So you need to press on.
那越过呀，你尝到多越多。
And more and more you would.Experiencing more.
并且尝到一地步啊，真是像保罗在以弗所书第三章所说的。
And you will taste him to the point just like Paul mentioned in Ephesians 3.
认识那基督啊，他说他的爱是扩展高深。
To know the depth and the height of the love of Christ.
那你也可以说认识基督扩展深高。
To know the breadth and depth.And height of Christ.
他认识基督呢，基督太伟大了。
Christ is so abundant.
所以他没有办法用了话来形容。
And there's no other words that we can find to describe.
他就用一种好像不出文法的那个文法来说这件事。
So he is using words which is not even grammatically correct.
他这位主耶稣太丰富了。
This Christ is so rich and abundant.
阔呀。
He is so broad,
长啊,
and is so long,
深啊,
and deep,
高啊,
and very high.
当然，这个好像人不大懂得。
And it's difficult for us to comprehend his word.
只有这样说呢，才能把他心里头的感觉呀，能够表明出来。
Yet only these words can describe the feeling he felt about Christ. 就是
他这样说完之后。
After he said this way.
他仍然说是超过人所能度量的。
And he still says that this is beyond and surpass what man can comprehend.
我们没办法用尺来量个大海。
And there's no way we can measure the ocean.
实在说，它比大海还要宽广。
And he is wider than the ocean.
还要丰富。
He is more abundant than the ocean.
这是我们主耶稣。
This is our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，不要说我们用一生的时间来追求认识他，没有办法把他认识到完。
My sister, not only if we use our whole life long to try to understand him, but we still yet cannot fully understand him.
所有我们弟兄姊妹,
Even when we add all brothers and sisters who are saved,
我们都在追求主耶稣。
And we all pursue after him together.
那么不是追求到今生，那要把永世的时间呢，都把它摆上去。
Not only we pursue him in this lifetime, but also in eternity.
来追求主耶稣。
We pursue him in eternity.
我们还是享受不完的。
We still yet cannot.
你知道他是何等的丰盛。
You know that he is abundant.
所以有弟兄姊妹说，那我们在天堂里头天天的唱诗赞美主耶稣。
Some brother sister says, what do we do in heaven every day? We just sing songs and praise him.
那我们唱来唱去就没有诗歌唱了。
We will sing to the point that we run out of hymn.
都唱完了。
We finish singing all the known hymns.
不会唱完的。
You will never finish with praising
God. 在永世里头，每一段时间都对主耶稣有新的认识。
In eternity, you will continue to gain new knowledge of Jesus.
那你就能够继续唱新的歌。
Then you will continue to have new songs in your heart.
主耶稣实在太丰富了。
Our Lord Jesus is truly abundant.
所以做父老的不能停顿下来。
So the fathers, you cannot stop here.
你要追求。
You need to pursue.
一直追求认识主耶稣。
You need to pursue. More knowledge of Christ.
难怪保罗在老年的时候啊
，No wonder Paul in his old age.
他已经相当认识主耶稣了。
He already knew Christ very much.
但他仍然大声喊着说：“使我认识基督。”
He still cry out and says, "Cause me to know Christ."
他要更多的认识。
He wants to know him more.
这是做父老的该有的信心。
This is the attitude that the father should have.
那么做少年人，他就危机是什么呢
？What is the danger for the young man？
那少年人危机啊，就是世界。
And the young man's danger is this world.
所以约翰说呀，不要爱世界。
And so, John exhorted them and said, "Do not love the world."
你们若是爱世界的话
，If anyone loves the world，
那个爱父的心呢，就不在你们。
The love of the Father is not in him.
他说这世界的事像什么一样呢
？What is this world like？
就像肉体的情欲啊。
It is like the lust of flesh.
眼目的情欲啊。
Lust of the eyes.
还有今生的骄傲啊。
And the boastful pride of life.
都是世界的事。
These are all things of this world.
是我们眼睛一直要看的东西。
Our eye continue to search for these things.
比方说，刚才弟兄说，有的弟兄这边喜欢看打篮球。
For example, our brother just said that some brother and sister likes to watch basketball games.
那若是呢打篮球啊，是这个是他正在冠军争冠军的时候。
During the championship game.
所以有弟兄姊妹可能睡觉都不睡了，看那结果如何。
Maybe some brother and sister will even give up sleep just to watch the game.
他们实在太喜欢了。
Because they truly like the basketball game.
当然，把读圣经跟祷告都忘记了。
Of course, they also forget about reading the Bible or pray.
就喜欢看看那个冠军到底属于谁。
But they rather watch the game to see who wins the championship.
有时候看见弟兄姊妹看到一个地方在那鼓掌在那喝彩。
Sometimes I watch people who are watching the game. They will clap their hands.
我想你这样
very excited.
这样鼓掌啊，他们一点都听不见了。
I said, no matter how long you clap your hands, they cannot hear you.
在电视跟前鼓掌，他们怎么听得见
？You're clapping in front of the TV.
所以好像就没有什么用处啊。
It's useless.
但是他们就是喜欢到一步，把地方都忘记了。
But they like it so much, they have forgotten where they are.
有没有用处都忘记了。
They don't even care if it's any use.
大家都从沙发上起来，才鼓掌啊跳啊。
Everybody got up from their seat, jumping up and down and clapping hands.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis.
一方面说这不是犯罪。
On one hand, this is not sin.
但是无论如何，是眼目的情欲。
But no matter what, this is called a lust of
the太喜欢这件事的话呀
，If you like these things too much，
那个爱父的心就不在里面。
Then the love of the Father is not in you，
就没有心了，就爱神了。
You do not have a heart to love the Father。
肉体的情欲
，The lust of the flesh。
那么，我们知道肉体的情欲很多很多。
We know there are many things about the lust of flesh。
是我所喜欢的。
These are things that we
enjoy。
我们
若是放任的话呀
，If we allow ourselves to enjoy，
有好多东西我们。
There are many things that delight our heart.
都能代替神的爱的。
And all these can substitute the love of Father.
还有今生的骄傲。
Plus the boastful pride of life.
一直我要往上爬。
We want to climb up.
看见别人爬上去了。
We see how people who are successful.
心里就羡慕得不得了。
Then our heart is full of envy.
这个是今生的骄傲。
This is the boastful pride of life.
这世界和世上的情欲啊。都要过去的。
And John tells us this world and the lust of this world is all passing away.
只有遵循神的旨意，它永远长存。
But the one who does the will of God abides forever.
这是少年人危机。
This is the dangers that the young man faces.
很好。
They are very good.
很爱主。
They love the Lord.
很刚强。
They are very strong.
也胜过试探。
They also can overcome the evil. 神的
话语在他们里面。
The word of God also abides in them.
这相当好。
They are very good.
但是仇敌啊，就用世界来引诱他。
But the enemy used the world to tempt them.
仇敌若是让他们去犯罪，他们不肯去的。
If the enemy wants them to sin, they will not do it.
他们这是罪，这是得罪主的一件事。
Because they immediately will know this is sin, this is against God's nature.
他们可能不遵从。
Maybe they will not fall in.
但是让他去爱世界的话呢？
But if the enemy wants us to love the world,
那么就好像就。这一般都情形都是这样，他们就无所谓了。
Then we are more careless about it.
那小孩子，他们是认识父的。
And as for the children, they know the father.
但是他们也危机的。
But they also face danger.
那危机什么呢？约翰告诉他说，小子们啊，如今是末世了。
And the danger they face is that now they are facing at the end of the world.
你们知道那许多敌基督要出来吗？
This is the last hour that you heard Antichrist coming.
我们现在我们看见好多敌基督的。
And we have seen many of them.
我们就知道现在是末世。
We know this is the last hour.
那什么是敌基督的呢？
And what are the Antichrist?
那是我们读圣经的话。
If we read the Bible,
圣经就给我们看见的敌基督啊，就是圣经所说的那个大罪人。
The Antichrist is the great sinner.
将来呀、
啊，
到了有一天的时候
，One day，
那么这个大罪人要出来呀、啊，就是他自己称自己是神。
This great sinner will appear and calls himself God，
并且坐在圣殿里头叫人拜他。
And he will seat himself in the temple so and ask others to worship him。
我就这样提一下就是了。
I just mentioned this。
那么他就是叫人去犯罪的。
But he is the one that causes men to sin.
小孩子难处呢，就是容易犯罪。
The problem with the children is it's easy for them to sin.
容易失败。
It's easy for them to fail.
容易跌倒的。
It's easy for them to fall.
那么这是这些人的危机。
These are the dangers these people face.
那么约翰呢，不光说到这些危机。
John not only mentioned the dangers they face.
并且给他们那个拯救的道路。
But he also point out the way for them to get out of the
danger. 那个拯救路啊是什么？
And what is this way?
就是要有属灵生命的长进。
That you must grow spiritually.
你们要一直追求属灵生命的长进。
You need to continue to pursue for spiritual growth. 那么
就不至于落在这些试探里。
Then you will not fall into these temptations.
这些试探都是拦阻我们生命的长进。
Because all these things will block our spiritual growth.
他也告诉他们怎样才能让他的属灵生命长进呢？
He also tells them how that their spiritual life can grow.
一方面要给他们看见，要站在这根基上面。
On one hand, they must stand upon the foundation.
这根基啊。就是那个第十二页说那个孩子们呢、啊，你们要知道你们的罪因着主的名得到赦免。
The foundation is mentioned in verse 12 that little children, you know that you are forgiven because of His name's sake.
那根基就是宝血的根基。
And that is the foundation of the precious blood.
我们的罪已经得到赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
借着主耶稣的宝血，我们所有的罪都被洗干净了。
Through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, all our sins have been washed away.
那么这是我们稳固的根基。
And this is our stable foundation.
不要在这根基上摇动。
Do not be shaken upon the foundation.
你以为说你的罪，你从前的罪啊，主还没有赦免。
Do not doubt that the Lord maybe has not forgiven your former sins. 仇敌
在我们良心里控告我们。
And sometimes the enemy will accuse us in our conscience.
我们就很软弱下来。
Then we will be weakened.
我们要宣告说，主耶稣宝血已经流出来了。
We need to proclaim that Jesus has already shed his blood.
主耶稣已经替我死了。
He has died for me.
神已经赦免了我所有一切罪。
And God has forgiven all my sins.
并且洗净我一切的不义。
And He has washed away all my unrighteousness.
我们一直要站在这根基上。
We need to continue to stand on this foundation.
第二呢，还要有种生活。
Secondly, we need to have the right.
那种生活就是二十八节所告诉我们的，你们要住在主里。
And the,
孩子们呢、啊，你们要住在主里面。
And the life is referred in verse 28. Little children, abide in Him.
那这样，他若显现，你们就可以坦然无惧。
so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away.
当他来的时候，也不至于惭愧。
And when he comes, we will not shrink away in shame.
住在主里面就是和主交通。
Abide in Christ is to have fellowship with him.
我们知道，我们住在主里面。
We abide in Christ.
主也住在我们里面。
And Christ also abides in us.
那么主在我们里面成为我们一切的供应。
And when he abides in us, he becomes all our provision.
还供应我们所有的需要。
He provides all our needs.
就我们住在主里面呢。
So when we abide in Christ,
主就住在我们里面。
He also abides in us.
他常常在里面提醒我们。
And he will often remind us in Christ.
他赐恩典给我们。
He gave us grace.
他加力量给我们。
And he gave us strength.
他也成全我们。
He also accomplished the work.
所以我们住在主里面，自然而然呢，就生命就长进了。
So when we abide in Christ, gradually, naturally, our life will grow.
这是约翰给他们看见的路。
This is the path that John had pointed out to them.
要有属灵，要有属在生命要长进。
You must grow spiritually.
那么这个我们才能够脱离，才能脱离这些试探。
And then we can stay away from this temptation.
并且我们能一直向前去。
And we can also press on.
这是头一类的圣经啊。
This is the first group of scriptures.
还有第二类的圣经还没读呢。
And now we will read the second group of scriptures.
我们来读第二类的圣经。哥林多前书第九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9。
二十四节到二十七节。
Verses 24 to 27。
我们还是请弟兄们大家一起来读。
Let us read together。
岂不知在场上赛跑的只有一人，你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得到奖赏。凡脚力争胜的，独是都有节制。我们不过是要得那坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑，不像无定向。我斗拳不像打空气的，我是攻克己身，照身负我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。最重要就是二十六节这里所说的。
The most important verse is in 26.
所以他说，所以我奔跑不像无定向。
Therefore I run in such a way as not without aim.
他那奔跑啊是有一定方向的。
When you run, you must have a direction.
若是没有定向的话呢，那么他就跑来跑去啊，就像一些人在旷野里绕圈子一样，那么呢还是要在原来地方。
If you run without an aim, then you will be just like the Israelites who encircle in the wilderness.
不会有长进的。
They will not have growth.
所以他奔跑有定向。
So you must run with an aim.
他斗拳有打不像打空气。
I box in such a way as not beating the air.
他是攻克己身。
But I buffet my body.
我弟兄告诉我们说，这攻克己身呢，在原来的意思呢，就是把身体啊打得一块青的一块红。
And some brothers tell us that the word buffet can also be translated as bruised. I bruise myself.
为什么这样打他呢
？Why do I bruise my body？
这不是虐待自己身体吗
？It aren't you abuse your own body？
那他的意思就是说呀，我这样是叫身体顺服我。
He said, I do this so that my body will be open.
我要在那儿追求，往前去。
I want to pursue and go on.
他不要我在里头引诱我说要往跑旁边去。
And yet I don't want my body to distract me.
或者说我现在太累了，停下，停一停吧。
Or my body said, I'm too tired, let's stop here.
所以一停着，很可能就停好多年。
If you stop here, you might stop here for many years.
你们知道那龟兔赛跑的那个小故事。
You know the story about the race between the hare and the turtle.
那兔子虽然跑得很快。
Even though the rabbit can run very fast.
那龟呢跑得比较慢一点。
And the turtle runs very slow.
不过这兔子呢它跑得快，它回头看龟还好远嘞。
And the turtle, I mean the rabbit who ran ahead,looked back and said the turtle is way behind.
他说那我睡一觉醒过来可以赶得上他。
And so the rabbit said I would just take a nap and then I can still catch up.
结果他就停下来了。
And the rabbit stopped.
就睡了一觉。
He took a nap.
等他一醒过来一看呢。
When he finally woke up.
这龟已经达到目的地了。
And the turtle has already reached the final goal.
所以啊我们要有定向。 奔跑要定向。
So first of all, we need to have an aim as we run.
并且要勉强我们，要听从着我们。
We also need to buffet our body.
我在这里
make it our slave.
正在赛跑，你不能停下来的。
I am in a race. You cannot stop now.
我总要往前去的。
I need to press on.
甚至好像是那样子对待自己身体，还是要身体，不要停下来。
Even to the point it seems that you're abusing your body, you still tell your body to go on.
要得到奖赏。
You want to win the prize.
这是这里也的意思。
And this is the meaning for these verses.
那么第二处。
A second scripture.
第二处是大家都很熟悉的。
It's also a very familiar passage.
那我们就读马太福音第十六章。
We turn to Matthew 16.
这里啊，是主对这个彼得所说的话。
Here are the words that Jesus spoke to Peter.
开德彼得呢，他认识主，那这个。教徒的心非常满意。
At first, Peter confessed that Jesus is the Christ, and that pleased the heart of Jesus.
主就说：“这不是人所指示你的，乃是我的父把我启示在你里面。”
And Jesus told Peter that the blood and flesh did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
所以你才有这样认识。
And that's why you have such
revelation. 主也在那里称赞他。
The Lord also praised him.
那以后呢？主就把他那个。要这以后的情景告诉他们一下。
After that, Jesus told them what will happen to them to him later.
他说我要到耶路撒冷去。
He said I must go to Jerusalem.
那么要受长老、祭司长许多的苦。
And suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and scribes.
那并且要被杀。
And I will be killed.
第三天都要复活。
And be raised up on the third day.
彼得呀，就非常好意。
And Peter, full of goodness,
他就拉着主耶稣。
And he took Jesus aside.
劝他说呀。
And he rebuked him.
他主啊，万不可如此。
God forbid it, Lord.
那你就不能去耶路撒冷了。
You cannot go to Jerusalem.
你去耶路撒冷既然要受害。
If you go to Jerusalem and you will suffer, then don't go.
拉住他。
And so he held him back.
那有弟兄们说，他说那个晕来的意思啊，比这还多一点。
And some brother explained to us.
那彼得就把主耶稣拉到旁边去了。
And Peter took Jesus aside.
就告诉他说：“你不要说这样话。”
Don't say words like this.
你要说这样话的话呀。
If you say words like this,
那大家都要离开你了。
Then everyone will leave you.
你千万不要在这儿说。
Don't say these words.
就是嘱咐主耶稣。
And he rebuked Jesus.
并且责备主耶稣。
And he rebuked him.
那主耶稣怎么说呢？
And what did Jesus say?
他说：“撒旦，退我后面去吧。”
Get behind me, Satan.
你是绊我脚的。
You are a stumbling block to
me. 你只体贴人的意思，却不体贴那神的意思。
For you are not setting your mind on God's interest but man.
那下面呢，就说了几句话，那是我们要念的24节25节。
And then Jesus spoke to them words which we will read right now from verse 24 to 25.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，也丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。好，第二十六节念一下吧。
We'll read also 26.
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？好，我们就说到这里。还有一处就是我们不读了，因为我刚才已经读过了。
Another portion we will not read again.
约翰一书第二章27-28节。
We just read earlier, 1 John chapter 2, 27-28.
圣经啊，就读到这儿。
And these are scripture reading this morning.
我们有一点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们把这一段时间完全交托在你手里面。
Lord, we commit this time into your hands.
主，你知道我们不能做什么。
You know that we are unable to do anything.
只有你爱我们。
But you love us.
求你在圣灵里头，你对我们说话。
We pray that you will speak to us in the Holy Spirit.
让我们众人都能听见你的声音。
So that all can hear your voice.
好叫我们能够受到鼓励。
That we, our hearts can be encouraged.
使我们在这大而可畏的旷野当中，能够继续不断地往前去。
That even though we live in this great and awesome wilderness, we can still press on.
叫我们能够有属灵生命的长进。
Cause us to have spiritual growth.
好让主得到荣耀，
that we may glorify your name,
让主的旨意能得到成就，
and thy will be done.
主啊，把我们都交在你手里面，
Lord, we commit all of us into your hands.
求你带领上午的聚会，
we pray that you will lead this meeting.
靠主耶稣基督的名，
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，这个，我刚才啊，这个念圣读圣经的时候了，就给弟兄们讲过。
When we were reading the scripture, I've already explained.
所以呢，我讲的稍微快了一点。
So now I can go on a little bit faster.
那么，我在从今年开始，今年开始啊，那个我在那个时候就差不多里头就有一种的感觉。
And in the beginning of this year, I have this burden in my heart.
那我们应该有属灵生命的长进。
That we need to grow spiritually.
我们不能一次听得到，那么我们回去了，下次又来听到，那我们年年都是这样。
We cannot just come here to listen to the sermon and go home, and next week come here and listen to the sermon again.
这个人的光景没有改变。
And then we have no change.
我们属灵生命还没有改变。
We do not. We have no change in our spiritual condition.
我们仍然是做在基督里做婴孩的。
We continue to be a babe in Christ.
那是这样的话呀。
If that's the case,
那我们就不能从神的话语里头能得到什么。
Then we cannot gain much from the word of God.
那我们知道，这个做小孩子的，他只能够吃奶，不能吃干粮的。
We know little babies can only take in milk, cannot take in solid food.
写希伯来书的那个弟兄啊，就告诉我们说。
And so the brother who wrote Hebrew tells us.
他说关于麦基德有许多事情要告诉你们。
And concerning Melchizedek, I have much to tell you.
但是我讲起来很难啊。
But it's very difficult for me to talk about
it. 不是，不容易说。
It is not because this is a difficult subject.
因着啊，你们听不进去。
It's because you are unable to take it in.
按照你们的年数来说呢？
According to your age.
那你们是应该做别人师傅了。
You should already be a teacher to others.
谁知道孩子，你们现在还是做婴孩呢？
Yet you are still a babe.
孩子用人呢，用奶来喂你们。
You still need others to teach you with milk.
不，仍然不能吃干粮。
You still cannot take in the solid food.
他说，只有长大成人的人呢。
Only those who are grown up.
他们能够吃干粮。
They can take in the solid food.
因为他们有感觉，系列的通达。
And because they are mature.
他们能够分辨好歹。
They can discern what is right and what is wrong.
所以你看见一个做小婴孩的人呢，他不能够吃干粮的。
So you see that a person who is a baby cannot take in the solid food.
这样就让身体啊壮不起来了。
This cannot cause them to become strong.
所以我们必须要长大成人。
So we need to grow.
那我是我能吃干粮。
And to the point that we can take in solid food.
就慢慢强壮起来了。
And our bodies will be strengthened.
这对我们肉身是这样。
And for our physical body, this is the case.
在属灵上也是这样。
Spiritually, it's the same.
那什么是吃奶呢？
But what is to take in milk?
我们大家都知道。
We all understand.
每个主日，我们弟兄们把这个圣经啊。所读的得到一点亮光啊，那变成奶来喂给弟兄姊妹。
Every Sunday, some brothers will take in the word of God and share with you the revelation they receive from God.
弟兄姊妹听了很
that is milk.
听了很高兴。
When you hear it, you rejoice in your heart.
很得到供应。
You feel that you have been provided for.
但是我们不能够吃干粮。
But we cannot eat the solid food.
所以我们不敢有那交通聚会。
So we dare not to have sharing meetings anymore.
因为一有交通聚会啊。
Every time we have sharing meetings.
那大家就东讲西讲乱讲一气啊。
And people just say whatever that is on their mind.
没有什么东西拿出来啊，那个喂养别人的。
They cannot bring out any milk to feed to others.
所以我们弟兄们呢就把这个交通聚会暂时停了一段时间。
And the brothers has stopped the sharing meeting for a while.
在单位那里他们没有停。
And the Dumble Fellowship, they continue to have sharing meetings.
不过他们现在就喊起来，好苦啊。
But now they complain, this is such a difficult time.
每次轮到交通聚会的时候了。
Every time they have sharing meetings.
哎呀，都觉得一点精神都没有。
Everyone felt depressed.
有时候听一个人讲，他讲了好长。
Sometimes they'll hear one person share for a long time.
大家都在打瞌睡了。
And people began to fall asleep.
那他们说怎么办才好呢？
They said, what do we do?
那么这个我们也不晓得。
We also don't know what
to do. 只有一件事情，就是我们大家都是能够吃干粮。
We cannot do anything until the day that we can all eat solid food.
那我们从神的话语当中得到一些供应。
Then we will receive some provision from the word of God directly.
然后把我每个人所得到的在交通聚会都交出出来。
And then we can share with one another at a sharing meeting.
那你就看见交通聚会变得非常的丰富。
Then you will see the sharing meeting become very rich.
一个人所摆上的总是有限的。
Because what one man can provide is always limited.
我们大家手摆上都拿来。
But if everyone contributes,
我们一同分享。
We share together.
那你就看见那个菜不仅是多样的，并且是丰富的。
Then you will see so much variety of dishes and it's abundant.
是我们享受不尽。
And we can fully enjoy.
所以我们实在是盼望弟兄姊妹能好好读圣经。
So we truly desire the brother sister can read the word of God.
感谢主，从今天开始，弟兄们这个。希望弟兄姊妹能好读圣经。
We thank the Lord that in the beginning of this year, we want to encourage brothers and sisters to read the Bible.
一面在那里啊，印出能让每天呢读到什么地方，大家都要读。
And we print out the little book marker so we can all be on the same page as we.
一面在礼拜五分了好多小组。
On the other hand, we also have many different groups on Friday night.
有的组呢是为了迎孩子。
And some groups to feed the baby.
有的组呢就要学习了那个。把新约那个好好记记住。
And some groups are learning to read the New Testament.
有的都把旧约好新记住。
And some groups want to learn to read the Old Testament.
两个组都去参加过。
I have participated in two groups already.
弟兄姊妹的确很花功夫。
And I could see the brothers and sisters really put
in their effort. 所以我们上二组的心呢很不错的。
And I commend you for the heart that you have for the Lord.
我们盼望能有长进。
I wish that we all can have spiritual growth.
所以祷告时候就祷告，末了祷告就很多。
And at the end, there are a lot of prayers.
这是一个很好的开始。
This is a good beginning.
我实在希望我们大家都是能这样练操练。
I hope that all of us can exercise.
叫我们能够读圣经，能够从圣经里说能够吸收东西。
So that we ourselves can receive things directly from the Word of God.
那么这里说到。他们所以能够吸收东西，因为他们感觉呀，那系列的通达。
And here it tells us they can receive solid food is because they have trained their senses to discern good and evil.
那么这个感觉呢，就是我们灵里头的感觉。
And this is the feelings in our spirit.
我们灵里头有这个良心的感觉。
In us, within us, we have the sense of.Feeling of the consciousness.
灵里头还有和主交通的感觉。
We can also fellowship with God.
还有我们直接的感觉。
We have a direct sense.
住在我们灵里头，起码有这三方面的感觉。
We have at least these three areas of senses within our spirit.
没有得救之前，那个灵还没有活过来呀。
And before we are saved, our spirit is not yet alive.
当然这些感觉都没有的。
And we don't have any of these senses.
当灵活过来之后呢
？But after our spirit becomes alive.
那么他就有这些的感觉。
We have these senses.
你是良心的感觉。
First, you have a conscience.
那我们怎样操练呢
？How do we exercise?
就是我们要注意良心的感觉。
We need to be sensitive to the conscience.
不要抹杀良心的感觉。
And do not stop the conscience.
也不要这个违背良心的感觉。
And do not disobey the sense of
conscience. 我们是儿女，我们就照着良心的感觉，我们怎样感觉，我们就怎样做。
As the children of God, we need to live and do according to.
比方说我们得罪什么人了
For example, if we have wronged certain people,
良心感觉 叫我们在主面前认罪
And our conscience tells us to confess before God
认完罪之后呢彼得感觉你去向对方认罪
After you confess before God, your conscience will tell you to go confess
其他人呢
before the people
就不好意思的
Many people felt ashamed
但是良心这样的感觉我们要顺服
If the conscience teaches you this way, then you need to obey.
我们若是不顺服的话呢，那我们就没有操练了。
If we disobey, then we're not training.
我们越顺服
，the more we obey.
这良心的感觉越敏锐。
And more sensitive it will become.
然后我们那个我们再继续不断的顺服。
Then we continue to obey.
这良心的感觉就受到操练了。
And this is how we train the sense of conscience.
还有那个交通的感觉。
交通。
交通 fellowship.
Oh, and then the senses of fellowship.
那么我们和主的交通啊，我们要维持保持这个交通。
We need to keep the fellowship with our Lord.
你知道，当我们和主交通时候
，You know when we fellowship with the Lord.
那我们里头的享受啊，那种感觉呀、啊，是很奇妙的。
And that intimate feeling that we have inside is very amazing.
很多不信的人呢、啊，他们看见我们那个晚上睡觉之前呢，跪在床铺那里啊，这个不晓得干什么。
Many unbelievers do not understand why Christians kneel beside their bed before they go to sleep.
一会儿看他，看见他们哭起来了。
All of a sudden, they see them start crying.
一会儿又看他们笑起来了。
Or they begin to laugh.
他们是干什么呢
？What are they doing?
那我们和主交通了。
We are fellowshiping.
在交通当中，我们摸到主了。
In the fellowship, we have touched our Lord.
那我就摸到主的爱。
We touch His love.
我们就受了感动啊，哭起来了。
And our heart is encouraged.
以后我们又在看见主的荣耀。
And then we see His glory.
看见主怎样赦免了我们的罪。
We see how He has forgiven us.
那我们就在笑起来了。
And then we begin to laugh.
所以那我们一哭一笑啊。
And as we weep or rejoice.
那里都很有讲究的。
And there is story behind all that.
那就是那个交通的感觉。
It's because we have a fellowship with the Lord.We need to keep
不要到晚上疲倦的祷告五分钟就祷告完了，那个就没有什么意思了。
Don't just pray for 3 minutes at night because you're too tired.
我们总要和主有好好有交通。
We need to have good fellowship with the Lord.
或者是在早晨。
Or you do this in the morning.
或者在晚上。
Or you do this at night.
那我们都和主有交通。
We need to have fellowship with the Lord.
那这个我们享受主啊，那我们就那个越过越多。
And this will cause us to enjoy the Lord more and more.
对主的认识也越来越多。
And this will also increase our knowledge of the Lord.
还有一种感觉是直接的感觉。
Another sense we have is that direct sense.
就是我们没有什么凭借，但我们知道什么是主所喜欢的。
There's no reason or there's no explanation, but you know what delights the Lord.
我们里头知道什么是主不喜欢的。
In your heart, you also know what displeases the Lord.
什么东西、什么事情和主的性情相合的。
You know what is of God's character.
什么不相合的。
You also know what is not
God's character. 什么是出于主的。
You know what is from the Lord.
什么是出于我们自己的。
Or what is from our own
flesh. 我们里头知道这件事。
You know very well in your heart.
不在于人怎么说。
It doesn't matter what man says.
我们知道。
But you know
我们知道这些出于主的。
You know this is of God.
我们知道这些是我自己的。
You know this is of yourself.
我们里头知道。
You know it
clearly. 那这就是直接的感觉。
This is that direct sense.
我们也要顺服这直接的感觉。
We also need to be obedient to that direct sense.
那所有出于我们自己的
，whatever is out of ourselves,
不是出乎主的
，that is not from Lord.
那我们在主前要承认。
We need to confess before God.
我们要认罪。
We need to confess our sins.
然后从前有一次我在一个地方上午讲一篇道。
And once I was sharing at a particular place in the morning.
那么这个讲得很释放。
And I was very relieved as I spoke.
那下午呢，我要到别的地方去讲道。
In the afternoon, I had to speak at another place.
那我就想啊，不要准备了。
So I said I don't need to prepare.
反正上午讲过了，也很失望，就把这个讲给他们讲就是了。
I have already shared in the morning. It was a good sermon. I'll just share it again.
但是坐在聚会里面呢。
But when I was sitting in the meeting,
里头觉得不对了。
I felt something not.
不要我讲这个。
I felt the Lord doesn't want me to share this.
我没办法了。
Then I said, Lord, I cannot.
我现在没有时间准备了。
I don't have time to prepare.
那我这个怎么办呢
？What do I do?
那我就不管了。
So I said, it doesn't matter.
我还是这样讲了。
I'll just say whatever I share.
上午讲的很释放嘛。
In the morning, I had a good sermon.
那下午也差不了哪里去。
And this is just the afternoon. It should be the same.
所以我就上去去讲了。
So I got up there and shared the sermon.
没有一次讲到比那次再痛苦了。
There was not another time, another sharing that is more stressful.
讲到这个地步，这口啊，不仅是一干很干渴。
I shared to the point that my mouth becomes so dry.
一直要喝水。
I need to continue to drink water.
这个面孔的肌肉啊，都凝结起来了。
And the muscles on my face become numb.
要笑啊，也不想笑的样子。
I want to smile and I couldn't smile.
真是那个干渴。痛苦没有人知道了。
I was in such pain.
那实在很苦。
And I was struggling.
讲道就讲完了。
I finished the sermon.
坐下向主认罪了。
After I sat down, I confessed before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，那个是感觉是从哪来的呢？
My sister, where did that feeling come from?
不是弟兄姊妹告诉我的。
The brother and sister did not reflect it to me.
你既然上午讲，你下午不要再讲那个吧。
The brother and sister didn't say, you share the same thing in the morning, don't share it in the afternoon. No one told me that.
但是我里头知道这件事。
But my heart knows.
那就是灵里的感觉。
And this is the feeling
of your spirit. 那么这个感觉呀，我们需要顺服的。
We need to be obedient to that feeling.
比方说，主不要我们讲，下午不要讲。
If the Lord doesn't want us to speak the same words in the
afternoon, 我来不及准备了。
You say, Lord, I don't have time to
prepare. 那么主，你既然是你不要我讲了，那你就负责任。
You should pray that, Lord, if you don't want me to speak the same thing, then you be responsible.
你就相信主会负责任。
You just go up there and believe that God will prepare.
主实在会负责任。
If you have such faith, then God will be responsible for his word.
还不晓读什么圣经了。
Maybe you go up there, you still don't know what scriptures to read.
站在那里祷告完之后啊，那你就知道要读什么圣经了。
After you stood there and pray, you will know what scriptures to read.
然后你就讲一篇很可能是你所不知道的道。
Then you will preach a sermon that you don't even know yourself.
但是你里面知道，这是主讲的。
But your heart knows these are words from God.
那弟兄姊妹也有感觉，这主讲的。
But sisters can also sense that these are words from God.
这是知觉，就是灵里知觉。
This is a direct feeling from your spirit.
我们要顺服这个知觉的感，知觉的感觉。
And we need to be obedient to this feeling.
这样教会里头感觉呀，操练的通达了。
And this will train the senses within to discern good and evil.
感觉越过越敏锐了。
And the senses will become more sensitive.
我们就能分辨好歹。
We're able to discern good and evil.
当我们读圣经的时候了。
As we read the Bible.
我们就知道什么地方是主耶稣说的。
We will understand what
are
words from the Lord.
不是主耶稣基督说的。
What are words not referring to?
什么地方是主所喜欢的？
What delights the Lord?
什么地方主不喜欢？
What displeases him?
里头就能这样分辨了。
And now we will have this ability to discern in our hearts.
在交通出来的时候了。
And whenever we share with others what is from the Lord,
都很大的供应。
Then everyone will
be benefited. 那我们自己也越讲，越讲越释放了。
And we will be released to share more.
这叫感觉训练通达。
We need to train these senses.
那我们就能分辨好歹。
So that we're able to discern good and evil.
我们属灵生命也就不断地长进。
And our spiritual life will continue to grow.
我们就能长大成人。
And we will grow into maturity.
那么第六章第一节说到，所以弟兄们要离开基督道理的开端。
Chapter 6 verse 1 tells us that we need to leave the elementary teaching about Christ.
要往前去长大长大达到长大成人地步。
We need to press on to maturity.
所以我们应该往前去。
We need to go on.
不要一直停留在开端上面。
Don't remain in this elementary
teaching. 我要继续不断地有长进。
We need to continue to have
growth. 叫我们能长大成人。
So that we can reach to maturity.
这是约翰一书我刚才已经讲过了。
I have already shared First John.
我们不要一直做小孩子。
It tells us not to remain as children.
小孩子很舒服啊。
It's good to be
children. 到了时候来听到了。
At the right time,
you come to hear the sermon. 听完到之后，有人把那个椅子都摆好了。
And when you come to hear the sermon, someone has already arranged the chairs.
把菜也都摆出来了。
Some people are already bring out the food.
我们灵里得了供应了，我们外在身体上也得了供应。
Spiritually, we're fed. Physically, we're also fed.
欢欢喜喜回去了。
Then we go home rejoicing.
如果我们一年，我们53个礼拜，我们一直都是这样的话呢
？If in the whole year, all 52 weeks, we do the same.
年日虽然过去，我们属灵生命没有长进。
Even though we live through these years, our spiritual life did not grow.
所以摩西告诉我们要数算自己。
Moses tells us we need to count our days.
叫我们得到智慧的心。
So that we may receive the heart of wisdom.
年日一过去，不能再回来了。
Because as the years pass, it will not return back.
虽然主将来有一天呢，比如主怜悯会补偿我们，被蝗虫骂的吃掉的年日。
Maybe by the grace of God, that He will redeem those days that were eaten, by the locusts.
但是无论如何，那以往的都是个损失。
But no matter what, you have lost those years.
所以我们。要这个要不断要有长进。
We need to continue to have growth.
要有追求。
We need to pursue.
那么我本来还要读第三处的，我没有读了。
And I will not ask all of us to read the third part of
Scripture. 哥林多前书第三章第一节。
And it's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
保罗开头就说到他们这一帮哥林多的弟兄姊妹啊。
In the beginning, Paul says, to the brothers and sisters at Corinth.
他们在口才、知识这个这话语上，没有一样不及这个样样都很好。
He said that all the brothers and sisters at Corinth are enriched in all speech and all knowledge.
那么这个在口在恩赐上没有一样不及人的。
And they have all kinds of talent.
他们很不错。
They are very good.
但是他们最叫到了最难过的一件事。
But what causes sorrow and grief in
Paul's heart? 就是他们没有属灵生命的长进。
Is that they do not have spiritual growth.
他开头时候呢，把他们当作孩子，用奶来喂他们。
In the beginning, Paul feed them like a baby.
过了几年之后啊，他们还是不能吃干粮。
After many years, they still cannot take in the solid food.
我还要用奶喂他们。
Paul still needs to feed them with milk.
这样心里很难过。
And this causes his heart to grieve.
那不仅他里头难过。
Not only he grieves.
这哥林多教会所受的亏损实在太大了。
And also they have received great loss in the church.
你就看见他们中间许许多难处。
You see that they have so many difficulties among them.
这许多难处都是因为他们不长进。发生的。
All these problems they have is because they don't have any growth.
他们都是小孩子。
They are just children.
所以你只要知道小孩子在一块玩呢，这个不会有好的结果的。
And you know when children play together, they will not have any good results.
开头还好，慢慢的就吵起来了。
They may play well together in the beginning, but then they will fight.
就在抢东西抢来抢去了。
And they will quarrel.
那么这个哭了，那个叫了。
And one will cry, one will be hurt.
就是这种光景。
This is their condition.
那哥林教会就是这样。
And this is the condition of the church at Corinth.
保罗说你们都是在做婴孩的。
Paul says you're all babies.
你们要长大成人。
You need to grow to be spiritual men.
不要一直停留在婴孩的阶段。
Don't remain to be as a babe.
若是这样的话呢，你们难处是没有穷尽的。
And if you remain as babes, then you continue to have problems.
虽然这些难处是咱们是对他们可能是益处的。
Maybe these problems will be their benefits later on.
因为我们知道这个难处就是一个转机。
We know that every time we have problems, this is also a turning point.
转得好的话呢，那么就成为他们益处了。
If they made a good turn, then becomes their benefit.
若是转不好呢，成为他们的亏损。
If they turn the wrong way, it becomes their loss.
但是这一个总是一个很危险的事。
But no matter what, this is a crisis.
所以我们呢，还是要走稳妥的路。
So we need to find a sure way.
我们要长大成人。
We want to grow to
maturity. 不让这些许多难处啊，在神的儿女们中间。
We don't want to have these difficulties among the children of God. 免
得呀，把别人呢，再绊倒。
We don't want to be others' stumbling block.
若是把别人绊倒的话呀，
If we stumble someone,
那么所负的责任很大。
Then great is our responsibility.
所以我们要离开那个基督道理的开端。
So we need to leave the elementary principle of the teaching.
不要再做小孩子。
Don't continue to be a
child. 我们要追求长大成人。
We need to pursue the spiritual man.
总是能帮助弟兄姊妹。
We always want to help brothers and sisters.
我们若是这样的话，
If we are like this,
当主来接我们的时候啊，
When Christ comes to receive us,
主也是欢欢喜喜把我们接到天上去。
We will go with him rejoicingly.
若是都是小孩子，
If we're all babes,
那主来接我们的时候啊。
Then when Christ comes to receive us, how can we be
compatible?
Jesus desires to receive a glorious church to be his counterpart. And yet we are not compatible. He is so glorious. And yet our condition is so ugly. He is so perfect. And we are so corrupt. We cannot be his counterpart. Even though if the Lord take us,
我想那时候天堂啊也不甜美了。
And then the heaven will not be sweet.
那被我们吵得已经不像天堂了。
Because it will be full of our noises and strifes.
就是这个还能过去的话。
And even we can still live in heaven.
你知道主所受的羞辱何等的大。
You know that will be a shame to Jesus
Christ. 在以弗所书第三章第十节呀。
And Ephesians 3:10 tells us,
那里说的日期满足的时候啊，
at the fulfillment of days,
是要叫天上执政掌权的得知神百般的智慧。
And God will cause, in order that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in heaven.
为什么缘故呢？
Why is it?
因为 我们知道天上真正的掌权就是撒旦和他的使者。
We know the ruler and authorities of heavenly places is Satan.
他一定把人败坏到一个地步是不像样子的。
Satan has already corrupted man.
变无可救药了。
To the point that we become helpless.
那主耶稣不仅拯救了我们。
Yet Jesus not only saved us.
那洗净我们的罪。
He cleansed our sins.
并且在我们里头一直做工。
He continued to work in us.
成全我们。
To accomplish us,
叫我们都长大成人
and cause us to go into maturity,
都有满有主耶稣的一个形象
that we will all be filled with the image of Jesus Christ.
那时候呢，撒旦他就服下来了
And then, and only then, that Satan,
那神呢，
will bow before the Lord.
神实在是了不起
God is truly marvelous.
我把这一帮人败坏到这种样子
I have corrupted this group of people.
你看他现在把他们做的一个地步，使他们真是那个荣耀。
Yet God has made them to become glorious.
通过那个圣洁没有瑕疵啊。
They are glorious, pure and holy without blame.
这时候撒旦就服了。
Only then Satan will bow before God.
说弟兄姊妹，我们不要让撒旦来让主的名，让撒旦来羞辱主的名。
But sister, don't let us shame the Lord's name.
我们要让主得着荣耀。
We need to allow Him to receive glory.
为了主的荣耀。
And for the glory of God.
为了主的心意。
For the heart of God.
我们要出各种各样的代价。
We need to pay a price.
来追求属灵长进。
And pursue for spiritual growth.
那么我下边就简单的说一下。
Now I will simplify even more.
我们怎样才能够属灵长进呢
？How can we have spiritual growth?
那么第一呢，就要确定我们的方向。
First of all, we need to have a sure aim.
保罗说，他奔跑不像无定向的。
Paul says that he runs not without an aim.
他一直在追求啊，是有方向的。
He pursue with the goal.
在腓立比书第三章也是这样说。
In Philippians 3 tells us the same way.
他不仅是以认识主耶稣做至宝。
Not only he considered his knowledge of Christ as the most precious.
从前那些吸引他的事物，他统统都丢弃了。
And he counted all those things who formerly drew his heart to
them, throw
them away. He counted them as rubbish.
那些事并不是坏的事。
Those are not bad things.
那些事情都是别人很羡慕的。
Those are things people envy.
但是他因着主耶稣的缘故，他丢弃万事。
But for Christ's sake, he count them, he throw away all things.
看作像粪土一样。
He considered them rubbish.
他为着要得到主耶稣基督。
So that he can gain Christ.
那么下末了一段，他就说到：“弟兄们，我不是以为说自己已经得到了。”
And he said, "Brother, I do not regard myself as having laid hold."
已经完全了。
Or that I have become perfect.
我乃是竭力追求。
But I press on.
好得着主耶稣所要我得着的。
So that I can lay hold of what Christ wants me to lay hold of.
我这样讲啊，是那个根据那小字。
And I'm using this according to the little footnotes.
主所要我们得着的呀。
What does God want us to gain?
大的丰富。
He wants us to gain so abundant.
主是盼望把他自己丰富赐给我们。
He wants to give us himself richly.
但是我们今天所得到的不过是一点点就是。
But what we have gained today is just a small portion.
所以我们弟兄说还有许多未得之地啊。
So our brother shared there are so many lands yet to be conquered.
我们要起来，我们要追求。
We need to rise up and pursue.
我们要更多得到主耶稣。
Because we want to gain more of Christ.
反正凡是主耶稣所要我们得到的，让我们都能够得到。
Whatever Christ wants us to lay hold of, we want to lay hold of them.
那么他在说弟兄们。
He says again, brothers.
我不是已经以为自己得到了。
I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it.
忘记背后。
But forgetting what lies behind.
努力面前。
And reaching forward to what lies ahead.
标杆直跑。
And I run towards the goal.
他一直向着标杆直跑。
He continued to run toward the goal.
那个标杆就是主耶稣基督。
And that goal and mark is Jesus Christ.
他要得到主耶稣。
He wants to gain Christ.
若是我们这样的话呢？
If we are like this.
那我们不仅要走啊。
Not only we will walk.
我们要跑啊。
We will run.
要向着标杆直跑啊。
We will run toward the goal.
不要跑，绕着圈子跑。
Don't run in circles.
也不要看后面。
And don't run with your head.
也不要看四围。
Don't run looking all around.
让我们的眼睛一直注视在主的身上。
Fix your eyes upon the Lord.
就像箴言第四篇第四章什么哪里解说的。
Just like what Proverbs chapter 4 tells us.
他说我们的眼睛啊要向前正看。
He says our eyes need to look directly ahead.
我们的眼睛啊要向前直观。
And our eyes need to be fixed on the Lord.
这样就可以修平我们脚下的路啊。
And then this way our ways
will be established. 那个正看呢，就要看到主看什么。
We need to look straight. What are we looking for?
我们不是在看热闹。
We're not looking for happiness.
也不是看呢，这个马路两旁啊，那么有那许多那些店铺。
We're not looking at the stores on the side of
the street. 我们现在看到主耶稣基督。
But our eye is fixed upon Jesus.
那这样的我们就可以往前直接去。
Then we can go straight.
并且我们往前，这个眼睛要往前直跑。
And then our eyes can be fixed directly in front of us.
这样的话，我们下边脚前路就会修平了。
And then the path on our feet will be made really fast.
无论是在生活里也好。
Whether it's in our life,
在侍奉里也好。
Or in our ministry.
在我工作里也好。
Or even at work.
什么是主的路呢？
What is the way of God?
就是在我们想着让我们标杆来 check 一下。
Then we need to check with our goal.
那么到底我们这些在这样的到这个地方去，能不能更多的得到主？
If I go to this place, can I gain more of Christ?
还是叫我们得不到主？
Or I will lose him.
若是那样的话呢，那我们脚啊，那个路就不平了。
If that's the case, then the ways of my feet will not be straight.
路就不直了。
The road will not be straight.
我们必须要到什么地方？我们必须要更多的得到主。
We need to go to a place which can cause us to gain more of
Christ. 眼睛注视在主耶稣身上。
Our eyes must be fixed upon Him.
那这样呢，你就跑得很正直。
And then you will run a straight course.
那并且呀，你路也很这个很平很平平稳。
And the path of your feet will be made.
就像我们开汽车，我想弟兄们开汽车都知道这件事。那你怎么开得很直啊？
For all of us who drive, you all understand this. How can you drive straight?
一直看着下面那个线有没有超过越线。
You are not focused on the line that's painted on the road.
你若直接怕越线，结果他车子又往哪儿跑。
If that's the way you drive, by looking down at the painted line, then you will veer off.
前面的车。
You look at the car in front of you.
司机的后脑勺。
You look at the car, the driver in front of you. Look at the back of his head.
后脑勺。
And you follow his head.
那么。他的卡就开得很直，我们也就开得很直。
And if he's driving straight, you're driving straight too.
所以我们要一直对着主耶稣基督。
We need to focus on the Lord Jesus.
要注视主耶稣。
To fix our eye upon him.
所以希伯来书十二章说呀。
Hebrews 12 tells us.
要望断于基督耶稣。
We need to look to Jesus.
那什么都不看。
And look at nothing else.
让眼睛直接注视在主，完全注单纯的注视在主的身上。
But fix our eyes on Lord Jesus only.
这是头一个，我们要有确定目标。
This is the first part. We need to have a sure aim.
第二呢，我们要接受十字架的破碎。
Secondly, we need to receive the brokenness of the cross.
弟兄们都讲过了。
But brothers have shared this with us.
简单提一下。
I'll just mention briefly.
啊，主耶稣在十字架上。
When Jesus on the cross.
已经解决了我们这个人。
He has resolved the problem of man.
他不仅是解决了我们罪的问题。
Not only resolve the issue of sin,
他也把我们这个人呢解决了。
He also resolved the issue of man.
我们需要看见这一件事。
We need to have a clear understanding of this.
我们已经和主耶稣同死同埋葬了。
We are crucified and buried with Christ.
现在活到底不再是我。
Now it is not I who live.
乃是基督在我里面活。
But Christ lives in me.
说什么时候我的脊要起来？
Whenever myself wants to rise up again,
就是说，你已经和耶稣同死同埋葬了。
Remind ourselves, you are dead with Christ.
你不要出头。
And don't raise your
ugly head. 你不要出来。
Don't come out.
他要出来时候了。
If the self still wants to come out,
那你就把他摆在死地。
You put him to death.
所以要舍己啊。
That's why we need to deny ourselves.
必须自己十字架来。
And carry our cross.
什么时候急要出来的时候了
？Whenever the soul wants to rise up again,
摆在死地。
You put it to death.
我说不再是我。
It is no longer I.
乃是基督在我里面。
But Christ lives in me.
并且我如今肉身活着，也是因着信神的儿子而活。
Now I live the flesh is because I believe in Jesus Christ. He loves me.
为我舍己。
And he died for me.
他把所有的都给了我。
He has given all he has
given.
And this is how I live.
不是靠着自己的意志。
Not according to my self-will.
也不是靠着自己知识。
Nor according to our knowledge.
靠着主耶稣。
But we live according to Christ.
我们跟随主耶稣必须要舍己。
When we follow Jesus, we need to deny ourselves.
背起十字架的跟随。
We need to carry the cross.
天天都要这样。
We need to do this daily.
什么时候就要出来？
Whenever the self wants to rise up again, you need to put it to death.
那你这样摆在死地。
And when you put it to death,
你就看见你里头平静下来了。
You see that your heart was
still. 你若自己挣扎。
If you struggle,
你说我忍耐。
If you said, I just have patience and bear with it,
你可以忍耐一天。
You might be able to have patience for
a day. 到第二天了，你就忍不住了。
The second day, you cannot endure.
哎，我已经忍了一天了，他还是这样啊。
You endure one day, you say you're still the same.
又爆发起来了。
And then you will explode.
肉体就是彰显出来的。
And really reveal your flesh.
意思不是忍耐。
It is not
要相信。
We need to
相信我和主耶稣同钉十字架了。
We need to believe that I am crucified with
Christ. 我已经死了。
I'm already dead.
所以要致死我肉体的情欲。
And so I need to put my flesh to death.
要把它摆在死地。
And put it on the ground.
这样的话，你就看见一个力量啊，把它摆在死地。
Then you will receive the strength.
你里头就不会被摸着了。
And your inner man will not be touched.
第二
，secondly，
要讲这句话。
If you want
to
have spiritual
life,
you need to deny yourself.
我们若是一直活在自己里面
，if we continue to live with，
比方说弟兄讲，要彼此相爱。
For example, the brother shared with us that we need to love one another.
你若是活在自己里面
，if you live within yourself，
你是一个爱自己的人呐。
If you are a man who loves yourself，
那你所有的爱都在你自己身上了。
Then all your love is on your own.
你哪里还有爱去爱别人？
You don't have any other love to for other people.
你就光知道你爱自己。
You only know to love yourself.
因为你是个自爱的人。
Because you are self-centered.
你是自己爱自己啊。
You only have self-love.
所以你没有办法去爱别人。
And you're unable to love others.
那时候你生命就不能长进了。
And you cannot have spiritual growth.
我们要长进的话，必须要舍己。
If we want to have spiritual growth, we need to deny
ourselves. 好叫无论和弟兄怎么也好。
So whether we are with the Lord,
无论还主主面前的关系也好。
Or when we're before the Lord,
不是正常的。
We will have a normal relationship. Thirdly,
我们就要跟随圣灵。
We need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
顺服恩膏的教训。
Be obedient to the teaching of the anointing.
圣灵来了怎样带领我们
？However, the Holy Spirit leads.
那我们就这样的顺服。
And this is how we will obey.
这是让我们属灵生命当今最重要的一件事。
And this is the most important aspect that causes
us to spiritual growth. 不要消灭圣灵的感动。
And do not distinguish the moving of the Holy Spirit.
也不要抹杀那圣灵带给我们的感觉。
And do not kill the Spirit.
圣灵带着怎样带领我们？
How the Spirit leads us.
我们就这样的顺服。
This is how we will obey.
就好像主日下午那种伯比聚会里面。
Just like at the table meeting.
若圣灵带领催动你祷告。
If the Holy Spirit wants you to pray.
啊，主啊，我不晓得祷告什么话呀。
He said, Lord, I don't know what words to say.
那么你一拖延呢？
If you delay.
那别人就祷告去了。
Someone else will pray.
那你就没有机会祷告。
And you lose your chance.
那这是外面的。
This is just
弟兄们不能从你祷告里得到帮助了。
And brother sister cannot be helped through your prayers.
对你自己来说呢
？And to yourself.
你也里头也很痛苦。
You're also in pain.
那个属灵生命挡不住来呀、啊。
And because the spiritual life cannot be
revealed. 被我们这个挤压给压制住了。
It is under subjection to our flesh.
所以弟兄们总是要顺服说圣灵所给我们的感觉。
Brother sister, we need to be obedient to the leading of the Spirit.
无论圣灵怎样感动我们。
However, the Holy Spirit leads.
我们都要顺服。
We need to obey.
要坚定地跟随主耶稣。
And follow Him steadfastly.
跟随圣灵给我们的感觉。
And follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
若是这样的话
，This way,
我们属灵生命就一直有长进。
Our spiritual life will continue to grow.
我实在是希望弟兄姊妹，我们在今年这一年里头
，I really hope and desire for all brothers and sisters.
让我们属灵生命长进。
To have spiritual growth in this year.
不要我们失掉这些年日。
Do not lose and waste these years.
到将来后悔啊，没有办法挽回过来。
Because when we regret later on, we cannot restore these years.
主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们低头有点祷告。
And let us pray.
主，我们把这些话也交在主的手里面。
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
主啊，求你用到你丰富的怜悯。
According to your bountiful mercy. 依
着你的圣灵在对我们说话。
That you speak to us through your spirit.
叫我们都做一个有耳可听的人。
That we all have ears to hear.
让你话语在里头得到地位。
And that your words can gain ground.
让我们真是无论出什么代价。
No matter what price we must pay.
总是让我们属灵生命能够有真实的长进。
Always let our spiritual life to grow.
让我们看见你是我们的标杆。
Cause us to see that you are the mark.
啊，你是你是，我来追求主。
That we will follow and pursue after you all.
舍弃我们的自己。
We will deny ourselves.
背起我们的十字架。
And take up the cross.
让我们来跟随主。
To follow you daily.
让圣灵怎样带领我们。
However, the Holy Spirit.
让我们怎样来跟随。
This is how we will follow.
无论是你这样带领或那样带领。
Whether you lead us this way or that way.
让我们都学习跟随主。
We all learn to follow you.